Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 66, Eternal Life. Eternal life defined, knowing God. When Jesus defines eternal life, he does not describe a place, a duration, or a future condition. He describes a relationship. In his prayer to the Father, Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent," John 17:3. Eternal life is not primarily about where we go when we die. It is about knowing God now personally, intimately, and relationally. To know God in Scripture is far more than intellectual awareness. It is not simply believing that God exists or agreeing with certain truths about Him. It is relational participation. It is fellowship. It is shared life. The prophets spoke of a day when God's people would no longer know Him from a distance, but would know Him directly. Jesus fulfills that promise. Through Him, we enter into a relationship where God is no longer a concept, but a Father, no longer distant, but present, no longer hidden, but revealed. This is why eternal life begins the moment we believe, the instant we trust Christ. We are brought into relationship with the Father. Paul describes this transformation when he writes, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus," Galatians 3:26. Eternal life is not merely the length of life, but the kind of life, God's own life shared with His children. It is the experience of being known by God and knowing Him in return. Knowing God is not a one-time event. It is a growing, deepening relationship. Peter speaks to this when he writes, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 3:18. Eternal life is dynamic. It expands as we walk with Him, hear His voice, trust His heart, and experience His presence. The more we know Him, the more we understand the life He has given us. Eternal life is not static. It is living, active, and continually unfolding. This definition of eternal life reshapes how we view the Christian life. Christianity is not primarily about rule-keeping, behavior management, or religious performance. It is about relationship. It is about knowing the Father through the Son. It is about living in the reality of His love, His grace, and His presence. Eternal life is not something we achieve. It is someone we receive. To know God is to share in His life. To know Christ is to experience eternal life now. And the more we grow in this relationship, the more we discover that eternal life is not a distant hope, but a present reality. One that transforms everything about how we live, think, and walk with Him. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.